is dealing in via remote. Thai police used tear gas, water cannon, and rubber bullets on Sunday as they tried to stop protesters from marching on the office of Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha, calling for him to resign. More than 1,000 protesters took part in that demonstration. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Finance Minister Rishi Sunak will both self-isolate in line with national guidance, abandoning heavily criticized plans to take part in a pilot scheme that would have allowed them to continue working. The U-turn comes a day after the health minister said he had tested positive for COVID-19 and at a time when the government's coronavirus response is under intense scrutiny. Residents in Venezuela say gangs are taking control of the capital, Caracas. Gang members went through western Caracas's El Cementerio Barrio, telling residents to get out and that shooting would not stop. Barrio residents have been sheltering in place. El Cementerio and five nearby neighborhoods have been paralyzed by an unprecedented display of firepower by gangs known by neighbors as the Boys. Brief clashes erupted on Sunday between Israeli police and Palestinians at Al-Aqsa Mosque over visits by Jews to the compound revered in Judaism as the site of two destroyed biblical temples. No serious injuries were reported in what police described as stone throwing early in the day by several Palestinian youngsters. Australia's two largest states on Sunday reported slight declines in new COVID-19 infections, prompting authorities to say it could be days before tough lockdown measures showed progress in containing the spread of the Delta variant. Sydney and all of Victoria State are under stay-at-home orders.